You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the only daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans, and NBA as a whole, available on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. Excited to be with you all here on this Tuesday. We're going to have a shorter podcast. My throat is killing me, and I'm worried about getting sick. Also, that means that if I talk for a whole 15, 20 minutes right now, I am not going to be able to record one this evening after the Pelicans game. So there's one thing I'm going to talk about on today's episode. I'm just going to leave it at that. Though it is a game day, and the Pelicans are taking on the Indiana Pacers, which, by the way, might be a bit of a tricky game for the team. That Indiana team isn't as bad as we thought they might be. So something just to keep an eye on there. And if these kind of bad wins for the Pelicans continue. But we're going to talk about another topic here in a minute and just focus on that. Probably a short 5 minute or so podcast just to keep me fresh so that I can record later this evening. So as the Pels go for their third straight road win and try and get above 500 for the first time in like 2 or 3 years, I forget the exact stat here, keep an eye on the minutes that Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins have played in the back-to-back games against the Dallas Mavericks and Chicago Bulls. They each logged 80-plus minutes over that stretch. Drew Holiday as well is also getting a heavy workload, and it's not necessarily a concern. It's just, I don't know, something to keep an eye on. Right now, per game, and this is kind of skewed because he left a game early, Davis is averaging 36.3 minutes per game. And again, that could be a lot higher if it wasn't for that injury where he had to leave. Cousins is actually leading the league in minutes per game at 38.3. And Drew Holiday is also right on up there with 37.7 minutes per game. So these guys are getting a pretty heavy workload. It's a bit skewed by, the past two games where they were both above 80 minutes. That also helps due to an overtime game, of course. But certainly, when you look at it, getting them, you know, a little bit of rest in a blowout or something like that could be very important. This is something Tom Thibodeau's known for, riding his guys. It isn't something that Alvin Gentry is known for, but right now he doesn't really have a choice. And this is a lot due to the lack of a backup big man for this team. Right now you have Dante Cunningham playing the wing position more than playing the four in a small ball lineup, even though that's probably his more natural position. So you can kind of see that, you know, there really isn't anyone else to put in there when you need someone to be playing these minutes for the team. So in that mindset and with that as perspective, it does make sense. Right now, DeMarcus Cousins, like I said, it's the first in minutes per game. Drew Holiday is three in minutes per game, and Anthony Davis is tied for six in minutes per game, and we're certain to see that go rise up a little bit tonight, since this Pacers team isn't really a huge pushover anymore like we thought they were going to do, being led by Victor Oladipo, who, my goodness, is playing out of his mind well, and all of a sudden that Paul George trade doesn't look so bad for the Pacers. So like I said, with the minutes per game for these guys, not good, not bad, and it's fine. It is kind of what it is right now. It doesn't mean the sky's falling or they're riding these guys too hard, though you have to worry that maybe they get burnt out later in the season. But getting burnt out later in the season doesn't matter if this team isn't even in playoff contention. To get into playoff contention, you need to ride these guys right now because they're the only ones that are producing on a consistent basis for the Pelicans. So of course, in Davis and Cousins, you're going to feed them minutes. Should a trade get made for a wing or a big, that's where you can see this team maybe finding a little bit of rest and a better rotation for them. And that's because if you do get a wing and then, say, Solomon Hill comes back and can give you 10 minutes a game, you can start to then shift Dante Cunningham to the four and have him play, you know, a small ball lineup with one of Davis or Cousins out there, at least to spell one of them for a little bit. Not that those minutes are going to be effective. And then if you trade for a backup big, well, that's your backup big, and you can use that guy, hopefully, to effectively spell these two guys. Because right now, the team seems like they don't want to stagger them too much, but they don't have a choice. And Gentry said that because no one else steps up when these guys aren't on the floor. So, yes, they want to keep them both together because you're getting the most efficient minutes there. You know, if you can all keep these guys on the court and build a 10-point lead and then take them both out and, say, slow it down and then lose with your backups in 4-5, you have a 9-point lead when these guys come back in. Rather than build up, say, a 6-point lead, take one out, lose 4-5, then that they sub out again, and then you lose 4-5 again, and now your lead's 4. You may as well make the most of them, and that's putting them on the court together, which I do believe is what the Pelicans wanted to do. I'd said that in preseason and training camp, it seemed like that was their goal. But right now, with the backup big situation being as dire, they're not able to do so, meaning one stays on the court all the time, and then they've got to play these big minutes. So like I said, short episode of Locked On Pelicans today. My throat's killing me. We'll have a recap after the Indiana game tonight. Watch out for Victor Oladipo, Darren Collison, and the younger Sabonis, who's been playing incredibly well. This team hits the glass hard. Pelicans need to rebound, and that's been a struggle for them at times. So we'll see if they can do it against a very good rebounding team. It's a nice challenge to see early in the season if they can kind of prepare for an opponent like this. So thank you all for listening today. I'm your host, Jake Madison, @NolaJake on Twitter. I'll be back with you all tomorrow.